A slice of cheese isn't something you'd expect to find on your parked car. As hilarious as it seems, it might indicate something quite dangerous. One woman detailed such a story online. At first, she thought she had been pranked by some neighborhood kid. She decided to call a friend and ask for help with cleaning the car. But once the two ladies started removing the melted cheese, they noticed something strange two parking spots down from them. They remembered seeing a white van arriving. In it, there was a bunch of men staring at them. Since she wasn't alone, the woman decided to finish cleaning the car, even though the ladies didn't feel comfortable being watched. It took them almost an hour to scrape off the cheese that had already been melted under the heat of the sun. She did wonder, though, if this wasn't a tactic to rob a person, because most people would be so focused on cleaning up the mess on their car that they would be too distracted to keep an eye on their belongings. Or worse, what if it was a kidnapping strategy, since you wouldn't be able to see suspicious people coming at you in due course? She went on to recommend, if you ever see a piece of cheese on your car, just leave it. Your safest bet is to scrub it off at home, or to take your vehicle to the nearest car wash. They'll know the best way to remove it without ruining the paint. The slice of cheese may have easily been a coincidence, but some scams out there are even more imaginative. If you notice a piece of clothing on your windshield or wrapped between your wiper blades, don't hurry to take it away. Again, it can be strategically placed there to distract you while your car gets taken away. The best option is to drive away as quickly as possible and get to a safe location. It should be well-lit and populated. Then you can safely remove the objects placed on your car. Some people have even found money under their wipers. It was probably placed there with the same intent in mind. Here's a method some people swear by when it comes to decreasing the odds of getting your car snatched away. Keep the tires turned toward the curb when parked. That's because when your car wheels are positioned like that, thieves are less likely to be able to maneuver the vehicle. This way, your car will require more time and energy to be moved, and it will less likely become the focus of theft. Another woman remembered finding a napkin under her car door handle at one point, but at that time, she didn't think much of it. She removed it and went on with her day. However, a couple of hours later, she ended up in a hospital, complaining about pain in her hand and shortness of breath. Doctors figured out she had been poisoned with an unknown substance. Unfortunately, scams are becoming more and more common these days, with online ones topping the list. You may be the subject of a phishing scam, for example, when you receive an email from someone who seems familiar. It might be your accountant, someone from work, or a retailer you often buy from. But if you look closely at the email address, you'll easily notice that something is off. It might just be one edited letter or a name spelled differently. These types of emails can ask various things from you. Anything from private information, such as addresses and passwords, to payment requests. Others offer coupons or gift cards. If you click on a certain website, it may actually hack your computer. This is probably the most common online scam these days. Authorities claim that over 114,700 people fell victim to it in 2019. Their losses were estimated at roughly $57.8 million. Then, there are fake shopping websites. To make sure you're always on the right one, check the URL carefully. If the website reads Amazon.com with a zero, you're obviously not in the right place, and you're probably about to get scammed. You can buy something from these websites, but the chances are you'll be receiving nothing, or the best case scenario, a fake item. Ever heard of form jacking? It happens when a retailer gets hacked, and once you've finished adding things to your cart during a shopping session, you're actually redirected to a fraudulent payment page. The scammer then has access to your payment information, like your name, address, and credit card details. To always be on the safe side, double-check the URL of the payment page before entering any sensitive information. Tech support scams are even more creative. With this one, you might even receive a phone call saying that your computer is infected with a dangerous virus, which may damage your device or destroy all the information stored on it. The scammer may then ask you to download an application that will give them access to your computer, even if they're located on the other side of the world. Then they'll download an actual virus on the computer to confirm their lie. It makes people think there's indeed something wrong with the computer. The next and final step, asking for a fee to fix it. If you suspect your device might be compromised, always reach out to a trusted tech support or retailer. These types of businesses will never contact you out of the blue. this scam tends to appeal to people's emotions, targeting mostly the older generation. That's why it's also dubbed the grandparent scam. The targeted senior will most likely receive a phone call from a distressed person, claiming they're a grandchild or a close relative. The fraudster will then proceed to ask for money for various things, like to get out of jail, to be able to leave a foreign country, or to cover a hospital bill. Grandparent scams are really on the rise these days. In 2017, the losses from such scams added up to $26 million. But in 2018, they almost doubled, reaching $41 million. If you find yourself in a similar situation, try not to act immediately. Ask the person for some information that could help you verify their identity. Also, it might be a good idea to double check with another family member before sending money to a stranger. The Google Voice scam is as easy as it is efficient. For scammers, of course. Here's what you should look out for. You might have posted your phone number on some website for various reasons. Maybe you're looking to sell something or offering to perform a service. The fraudsters will pick up on this information and rapidly call you, asking to verify if you aren't a scammer yourself. Talk about reverse psychology. You'll be asked to pass on a Google verification code. In reality, a Google Voice account is being set up in your name. Fraudsters can go on with their scams and pretend to be you while doing it. Using the newly created account. Rule number one, never share verification codes with anyone. Online resumes aren't safe either, as they can offer personal information to scammers. They will try to contact you, pretending to be recruiters. Some might even take the time to conduct a job interview. Most of them pretend to offer high-paying positions, which you'll obviously be inclined to accept. But here's the catch. Before they can offer you the documents for employment, you'll be asked for money for some participation fee, or even for your future home office setup. To make sure you're always on the safe side, create a different email address, which you'll only use for job hunting. This way, you can keep your personal email unlisted and safe from any unwanted online scams. Always ask recruiters to confirm the information you've heard on the phone via email, too. If it's a company you're familiar with, you can also reach out to their HR department to confirm that what you're asked to do is according to their policy.
Bumper stickers on your car give away way more information than you think. That custom sticker you made with your dog might show robbers that you're pretty outdoorsy and like to spend a lot of time away from your house or your car, leaving them exposed. Or that you have enough funds to buy a really expensive dog breed. The fact that you have a sticker saying that you have a kid on board could translate to, "I'm easily distracted and always have my hands full. It's really easy to steal my car." Those stickers that you bring from vacation and place on your car also show that you might be away for a couple of months at a time, or that you like to travel long distances. If you're proud of your family's activities, don't use bumper stickers to show it. It might lure unwanted people and give them unnecessary information, like the name of the college you go to or where you like to play golf. It's the same if you're part of a certain profession. Thieves can easily assume how many valuables they can find in your car by the amount of money they presume you make. Parking decals can even show where you work or live, which is something you should never share with strangers. The more your car is personalized, the more you'll be remembered. It's not always a bad thing, but if you ever offend someone in traffic, they'll be more inclined to report you to authorities if you have a custom license plate, a quirky color on your car, or a lot of stickers. If you don't intend to keep your car forever, you should consider what it would be like before selling it. A lot of bumper stickers on a car can steer buyers away. Not to mention, it's a real hassle to remove those decals, since they leave a lot of sticky residues behind. They can also damage the car's paint layer. However, one sticker that can keep thieves away is one suggesting that you have an alarm or tracking system set up in your car. You should never keep electronics in your car for longer periods of time. Firstly, they can attract unwanted attention from people looking for easy money. Not to mention, leaving your phone or charger at extreme temperatures can damage them permanently. The fact that you use sunscreen every day is really praiseworthy. Just remember not to leave the bottle in the car. Leaving sunscreen exposed to the sun can reduce its effects, since overheating causes the chemicals to deactivate. Specialists recommend that sunscreen be stored at temperatures below 77 degrees Fahrenheit. You should even keep those driving glasses of yours away from direct sunlight. Make sure you place them in your glove box or take them with you when exiting the vehicle. Exposure to direct sunlight can damage the lenses and the plastic or metal frame, damaging their fit and efficiency against sun rays. If you've ever bought hairspray, spray paint, or deodorant, you've probably noticed that all these cans have storage temperature recommendations printed on them. That's why you should never leave them exposed to extreme temperatures in your car. These bottles can rapidly expand and explode, not to mention their contents can be highly flammable. Try not to leave a plastic water bottle in your car either. If it's been sitting in the heat, you could end up consuming harmful substances like BPA, a chemical compound used in manufacturing various types of plastics. They can transfer from the plastic into the water after some time. That's why even bottled water has an expiration date on it. It's not like water can expire. It's written there so you know the date up until the water is safe to consume, safe from the chemicals in the plastic. More so, a water bottle left on the seat of a car in direct sunlight can act as a magnifying glass for the sun's rays and become flammable. If you want to make sure your groceries are safe to consume, never leave them out at an unsafe temperature. Whenever you have to buy perishable groceries, leave them in temperatures above 40 degrees Fahrenheit for no longer than 2 hours, or just 1 hour before the temperature is above 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Best if you can buy meats or dairy last from your grocery list. That way, you get home faster and rapidly store them in your fridge. Even in the cold season, you should never leave beverages unattended in your car. Water, juice, or soda can expand in their containers if frozen and cause a huge mess. I know it's way more comfortable to throw your damp clothes in a bag after leaving the sauna or the swimming pool. Just make sure not to leave them for way too long in your car. Those clothes can easily gather mold or bacteria that can get stuck inside tiny places in your car. Not to mention, you won't be able to wear them ever again. Hang them up to dry as soon as you get home to avoid damaging them. Hey, having fresh breath is something that I always worry about too, especially when I'm on the road. But I always skip the usual pack of gum, since it can become gooey and stick to the things in my car, especially when left in the scorching heat. It's not so good in the winter either, since it can become frozen solid, making it flavorless and dangerous to your pearly whites. Best to opt for gumdrops if you really need to keep something minty in your car. Your handbag is one of those things you should never leave unattended in your car either. We often store valuables in our bags, like the keys to our houses or our wallets, so it's best to make sure that you never leave them in your car to potentially attract thieves. If you need to leave it there, place it in the trunk. It's less visible for most cars. Your car shouldn't be a safe place for your important documents. Either shred or mail them as soon as you can. If your car were to be broken into, your contracts or tax forms might expose vulnerable information about your life. Most people leave documents facing up on their passenger seat, which makes them even more readable for curious people. Wax crayons are useful during long trips to keep youngsters entertained, but it's safer to remove them from the car or place them in an airtight box as soon as you arrive at the destination. These art supplies melt easily and can stain your car seats. Always plan your trip in advance if you intend to buy houseplants. If you know you won't be heading home straight after, make sure you purchase sturdy plants. Even mild temperatures of 45 degrees Fahrenheit to 50 degrees Fahrenheit can wilt away delicate plants within the hour. More so, if its leaves touch the windows, the cold glass might ruin the foliage. Even if it's a bigger plant, don't transport it in the trunk or let them stick out the window. And if it's really cold outside, make sure you warm up your vehicle before placing the plants in. Always make sure to drive with your shoes on, no matter how short the distance is or how hot it is outside. You might have to brake rapidly and find yourself unable to apply enough force with a bare foot. More so, if there's an emergency and you need to step out of the car, you might hurt your feet or waste time putting your shoes back on. If you like to travel with your bike or your scooter attached to your vehicle, you need to take special care of those pneumatic tires, those that are air-filled and need a pump to inflate. They're also on the list of things not to leave in the car on a sunny day. That's because the extreme heat can cause the air inside the tires to expand, at times even resulting in a blowout. Those high temperatures can also weaken the rubber, making you more exposed to a flat tire.
Danger might await you anywhere. Scammers are getting more sophisticated in their attempts to get closer to you and use their skills to scam you. They use strange things like envelopes in the car and other weird stuff on the hood to target everyone, regardless of their age and background. Let's see how you can recognize the red flags and know what to do. It's late evening. You park your car in the supermarket's lot, lock it, and go shopping. When you return, you see someone has wrapped a shirt around one of your windshield wipers. Don't pause to get the piece of clothing off your windshield if this really happens to you. Instead, get into your car as quickly as possible and drive away. Find a well-lit spot, preferably with other people around, and only then stop and toss the shirt out. It's a relatively new trick criminals use to distract lonely drivers' attention. The shirt or other sizable piece of cloth makes you stop and pull it off. While you're doing this, they can sneak up on you, and who knows what happens then. If you have shopping bags on you, it's best not to open your trunk either, as it also makes you vulnerable to prowlers and prevents you from acting fast. Toss the bags into the car and sort them out later when you're safe. What might be sending even more shivers down your spine is finding an envelope inside your car when you return to it. You definitely locked it, so someone was able to break in. First of all, remember basic security and drive off immediately. Then, best toss the envelope without opening it. There might be something nasty inside for all you know. But suppose your curiosity took the upper hand and you still opened it. In that case, you might find a message inside that says something like, "Dear sir, madam, we've tested your car's security and found it unsatisfactory. As you can see, your car can easily be broken into. We expect you to pay us for this test, and in return, we'll make sure to send someone to help you install a better security system." Well, it's good they've taken nothing, so toss the envelope away and disregard the message. If you pay scammers, they're likely to do it again, or even try something worse. The best you can do is go to a trusted car service and check your security system on your own, or even replace the one you have if you're not sure of its capabilities anymore. A water bottle on your car's hood is a sign you're in grave danger. Like a clothing item on your windshield wipers, it's meant to distract you and make you get out of the car. But this case is even worse. Even if you don't go out to remove the bottle or any other relatively large and distracting object and drive home immediately, you might be up for something terrible. People who put the bottle on your car's hood might have installed a GPS tracker on your car, so driving home puts you at risk of them following you there. You should either find a safe spot with many people around and check your car for the tracker, or go straight to the nearest police station and ask them to do it for you. When a stranger asks you to take a picture of them and gives you a phone, don't be too quick to take it. Look at them first. If they look suspicious or unfriendly, it's better to refuse the request nicely. This might be a fraud. They give you the phone, you turn on the camera and see that it's broken. The image in the photo is damaged. You give the stranger their phone back, and they accuse you of breaking the phone. They demand money and start making a scene. In such a situation, it's better not to panic and not to be provoked. Calmly leave. Make it clear that you won't fall for this. And if they behave too aggressively, then call the police. Thieves can put an advertising flyer, a newspaper, or a sticker on your house or apartment door. You can find a piece of paper or a thin strip from a plastic bottle in the doorway. If you don't remove one of these items for a long time, then the thieves understand that you're not at home. This way, thieves mark buildings and apartments that are easy to get into. After all, getting into an empty apartment is much safer. So, as soon as you see a foreign object, immediately get rid of it. If a flyer or bookmark hangs on the door for 1 or 2 days, it tells the thief that no one's home. Of course, these can be real advertising stickers, but you still don't need them. In addition to flyers, there may be strange labels on the house or apartment door, numbers, crosses, or other symbols. It's how burglars mark houses they're about to break into. If you see such a sign, it's better to call the police. You're driving home from work and suddenly notice you're almost out of gas. That's weird, because you recently filled a full tank. You go to the gas station and to the car repair center to check if there is a gas leak in the vehicle. Meanwhile, robbers can take things out of your house. They deliberately drained the fuel from your car so that you'd go to the gas station. they detain you and buy time to clean out your home. If you're sure that you refueled recently and the gas was drained from you, you should call your neighbors and ask them to monitor your house or apartment. Burglars might stage some accident to lure you out of your house. Please don't fall for it. If there is actually some accident, it's always better to call 911. Also, beware of weird calls when someone calls you and keeps silent. If they started bothering you quite often, it could be a sign that your house is now a burglar's target and they want to check if you're home. Always make sure that the taxi meter is working when you get into a cab. If you take a seat and the driver tells you the meter is broken, you'd better get out at once and call another car. You could get charged much more than the regular fee without the meter, especially if you're not a local. Your car's broken down in the middle of an interstate, so you call a towing service. But in less than 5 minutes, a tow truck stops by and the driver offers you help. It's best to reject the offer politely. Granted, you'll have to wait longer, but at least you won't be overcharged. There are towing companies that take advantage of unfortunate drivers stranded in the middle of nowhere. This kind stranger might take your car prisoner until you pay double the regular charge. If you're not sure the tow truck that's arrived at your help is the one you called for, call the service again and ask for the number on the license plate. When you choose a parking spot, it's best to avoid those next to larger vehicles than yours. They block your line of sight, and you can quickly become the target for someone with bad intentions hiding behind the van or truck next to your car. When someone calls you and says they're representing your bank, be aware that bank employees will never ask you for your account information, including your PIN or a one-time code sent to your phone. If someone asks you for that, best hang up and call the bank on your own. Just use the number on its website. Paying with your bank card or through the e-wallet via a trusted service is the only safe way to pay online. If a company asks you specifically to pay in an unusual way, such as a gift card, a voucher, or a transfer to another bank card through your online banking app, mark it as a huge red flag for scammers. A real company wouldn't make you do that, and they'll also provide you with an electronic check afterward.